Normal Nisha, you should not go to the mikvah benomah by a port. By a port where the ships are, and we're afraid Shasha is very dirty there, that some dirt may get stuck on her feet when she goes to the mikvah to be a chatzitza. We're on top of that Samach Zayin Amar Aleph. Samor says, Afagav the Hashtalek, even though now when she comes up from the mikvah, from the being table in the nor in the port, by the river there, we do not see any dirt on her. But still, we have to be afraid, Amen, maybe, Virjuni Nofa, when she was coming up, it fell off her. In other words, when she went into the mikveh, into the nor, she had something, dirt stuck on the foot. Just on the way up, it came off. But since the port is a very dirty place, she should not be terrible there. Who are the Shmuel? Shmuel's father. Ovid Lebante mikvois b'yemenisin. He made for his own daughters mikvois, means in the house, like in the house, you know, a mikvah in Nisim time. Note, he did not want them to be terrible in the river Nisim time. But in Tishrei time, then he didn't care for to go to her children, his daughters to be tabled in the Nor. Just he made sure it shouldn't be dirty on the bottom, so he put mats on the floor there in the Nor that they should not get full of the dirt, they should not be a chatitza b'shas the table. And the reason always why he made, let them go, he wanted them to go to the mikvah to Yom HaNisim, because that's the time of the rainy season, when all the snow starts to melt down. And then he was afraid that maybe in the Nor there'd be more rainwater than there would be from the actual Mayan well water. The Locher is only well water, the actual natural river, that's Tor, even though it's running. But rainwater is only Tor Bashburn when it's settled, like in a mikvah, and not when it's flowing. So if he was cheshed not to be terrible in the river at the rainy season, like in Nisan time, maybe there'd be too much rainwater there, and that's not Tor, Bashat, it's flowing. Therefore, he made them be terrible in the mikvah. Mashenka b'yom Tishrei, that's not his man to have the snow, the rain melt down. So therefore, he let his daughters be terrible in the nor. Just for Allah, first Allah, it shouldn't get full of chatzitza. He put a mat on the floor there. The Omer of Gidl Omer Rav, Nos no tavshu libno. Let's say an Isha first fed her child. She gave him food to eat. And then she went down to the mikvah right away without washing herself off first. The olson, she comes up from the mikvah. So locker is the olson, field does not help. Afagav da'ashto, like even though right now she's clean, we did not find a chatitza, none of the food is stuck to her. But we have to be afraid, maybe Amir, Ema, Birjuni Nafal, that when she went down to the mikvah, she had dirt on her, and it first came off on the way up. So therefore the field is no good, she has to be tabled a second time. Omar Romi Bar Abba Hani Rav de Kisilta. Anisha that has a scab, she had a womb and it healed on top, and then after 3 days, like a scab comes on top. So it was like this. To the first 3 days of the scab, it's still soft, and therefore it's like bottle to the bosser, it's not called a chatzitza. So therefore she can be terrible the way it is right now. Rashi says, Gildan Rach, the scab is soft, and also Mechubra, it's like attached to the body. But Nikan Ver, if it's 3 days old, where then Chetz is called, this called a Chetzit. It's too hard. It's not like Bota to the Guf. So, my answer to the eighth, I think they say today is when Isha has a scab on her, that's why she has to soak herself well in water until it softens up. And once it softens up, then it's okay. Oma Marukva, Marukva says, Liflov Shebayin, if she has some pus coming out from her eyes, Solach, if it's still wet, liquid, and the chaitz is not called a chatzitza, it's just not called a chatzitza, it just falls off. Yavish, if it's dried up on your eye, then chaitz, then she doesn't take it off, it's called a chatzitza. Now, Amos and Nikri Yavish, when is this pus like in the eye considered hard? Mishor Shemas Chalirik, when it turns green, sometimes in the morning you wake up, you have some pus inside the eye, when it turns a little bit green, that's called hard already, so she has to make sure. Only go there the way she is gedilosa, when she's growing, means the way she normally walks, the way her normal manner is. That she should not fold herself too much in the mikvah. I mean, if they say like this, because not like, we learn like this. Her ish, nira koider. This brought down aloha by Maris Negoim. That Prostit says, lechol mareni hakoyin, says only Tomei, if the koyin could see it, not in his base of storm, not in the hidden parts of his body. Now, what's called normal, a person is the way a kohen can look at him to see if he sees the nega there or not. So it says, by a man of the negas, by a man is koider, the way his arms are, the way he's or either the way he's plowing a field, or Meisek Bezeisim, or else the way his feet are, the way he's pulling off the olives off the tree, Kameisek, the way a man is standing in that way, that's not too tight together, that's the way a kohen should be able to see the nega. But if he can't see it when he's standing in this way, then it's tor. Isha, what about an Isha? Nira Kairegis. Her arms are the way her arms are the when she weaves something. Or Manika as Beno, and how her feet are when she bends herself over to nurse a child. So kids, so this is the way she should go to the mikvah also. Bent over a little bit, but not too much. Omar Rabba Bar Rav Huna Neima Achas Keshura Chetzetzes Venisha, and a hair. If one hair is knotted, there's a knot in one hair by itself, that's very tight, that does not let the water go in the hair, and therefore that's called a chatzitza. Because the lacher is, when Isha goes to the mikvah, the whole hair has to be in the mikvah. What's going to be